Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. I want to focus today on a question I get a lot, and it comes from a lot of different directions. What is the ROI, return on investment, of coaching? And the answer is, it depends. Who's your coach? How are they coaching? What are they coaching? So what I decided to do is to answer that in a way that really separates transformational coaching from just expensive conversation. So let's dive in to a real story. Somebody that I worked with, again, names changed to protect the innocent here, but Marcus, as I remember him, first time I met him, he was sitting across the desk from me, arms folded, with the look of a man who had been through this probably many times before. His manufacturing company had grown to 40 employees, but lately it felt like he was just running in place. He wasn't really getting anywhere. Revenue had plateaued, his leadership team was burning out, and every attempt to delegate resulted in work bouncing right back to his desk. I've had coaches before, Marcus told me, and the skepticism here was evident. Mostly they just asked me how I felt about things. I don't need a therapist. I need someone who can actually help me fix what's broken. I understood his frustration. The coaching industry has exploded in recent years, with thousands of newly certified coaches entering the market every month. Many are well-meaning. Most have completed some form of a training program. But certification alone does not translate into transformation. And transformation is what actually moves the needle. What Marcus needed, and really what any leader seeking real return on investment in their coaching needs, is something far more comprehensive than a sympathetic ear and some good questions. Let's talk about starting with data, a data-driven approach. Which does what? It eliminates assumptions. Before I ever asked Marcus about his goals or his challenges, I asked him to complete a multidimensional assessment process. Not a simple personality quiz or a four-quadrant model that puts people in boxes, but a comprehensive evaluation that examined how he processes decisions under stress, how he reads and responds to others, what drives him, and where his natural blind spots lie. This is where high ROI coaching diverges from the rest of the pack. Many coaches jump straight into conversation, relying on self-reported problems and the client's own interpretation of their challenges. Where's the problem there? Most of us are unreliable narrators of our own stories. We don't always see what's actually holding us back. Marcus, for example, believed his problem was that he had the wrong people. He was convinced that if he could just find better talent, his delegation issues would resolve themselves. The assessment revealed something very different. Marcus scored exceptionally high in conscientiousness and had a strong preference for detailed, process-oriented communication. His leadership team, they were predominantly big-picture thinkers who needed autonomy to thrive. Marcus wasn't delegating poorly. He was over-communicating in a way that made his team feel micromanaged and second-guessed. Without that data, we might have spent months working on the wrong problem. Assessment-driven coaching doesn't just save time. It illuminates the real roadblocks that no amount of conversation alone would uncover. So, the next step, we've talked assessments. What else separates transformational coaching from just expensive conversations? It's experience. There's a reason medical residencies exist. There's a reason pilots log thousands of hours before flying commercial aircraft. Knowledge alone doesn't create expertise. Application does. After working with hundreds of leaders across manufacturing, healthcare, technology, professional services, and even nonprofit sectors over four decades, I've seen patterns that don't show up in textbooks. I've watched brilliant strategies fail because of cultural resistance, and I've seen mediocre ideas succeed because of masterful execution. I've seen what works in family businesses versus private equity-backed organizations, in high-growth startups versus established enterprises navigating change. This matters because when Marcus described his frustration with his operations manager, I had seen that exact dynamic play out dozens of times before. I knew the conversation he needed to have, the way to frame it, and critically, the three or four ways it could go sideways and how to prepare for each. A coach who has recently completed certification may ask great questions, but they haven't yet developed the pattern recognition that comes from years of watching people wrestle with real challenges and observing what actually works and what doesn't. When you invest in coaching, you're not just paying for someone's time. You're accessing their accumulated insight. So here's the next thing that separates transformational coaching from just paying for conversation that doesn't really get you very far down the road. It's caring enough to challenge. 6 weeks into our work together, Marcus had hit a wall. He understood the communication adjustments he needed to make, but he wasn't making them. Every week, he'd come back with some explanations for why the situation was different. This is the moment where coaching either becomes transformational or it remains transactional. A transactional coach accepts the client's narrative. They maintain the rapport. They ask, how does that make you feel? A transformational coach cares enough to create discomfort, to hold up a mirror and say, with genuine warmth, but absolute honesty, I think there's something else going on here. What emerged for Marcus was deeper than communication style. Beneath the surface, he was wrestling with fear. If he truly empowered his team, would he become irrelevant? His identity was wrapped up in being the one with the answers. Delegation didn't just feel inefficient, it felt existentially threatening. We wouldn't have gotten there if I'd been satisfied with surface-level progress. High ROI coaching requires a coach who is fully invested in your success, someone who notices what you're not saying, who follows the thread even when you'd rather let it drop, and who can guide you through the uncomfortable territory where real breakthroughs happen. Here's another differentiator: speaking your language. Here's something that doesn't appear on most coaching certification exams. Every person processes information differently. And if you can't adapt your communication to their style, even the best insights will bounce off. Marcus was a data person. When I introduced concepts through stories or metaphors, his eyes glazed over. When I showed him research, frameworks, and concrete examples from comparable companies, he leaned in. His director of sales was the opposite. She needed to see herself in a narrative before any principle would stick with her. A coach who only knows one mode of communication will reach some clients and entirely miss others. And the missed connections aren't just inefficient, they erode trust. People sense when they're being talked at rather than communicated with. The ability to make complex ideas simple, not simplistic, but genuinely accessible, requires both mastery of the material and attunement to the person receiving it. It's the difference between knowing something and being able to help someone else know it too. Here's another differentiator between transformational coaching and transactional coaching. It goes beyond questions. It is the transfer of capability. There's a philosophy in some coaching circles that the coach should never give advice, that the job is simply to ask questions and let the client find their own answers. There is wisdom in that approach. People tend to own what they discover for themselves. But taken to the extreme, it becomes an abdication of value. If you hire an architect, you don't expect them to simply ask you questions until you design your own house. You expect expertise, methods, frameworks, creative solutions that you would not have generated on your own. Over the course of our engagement, I didn't just help Marcus discover his patterns. I equipped him with specific tools, a decision-making framework for when to step in and when to stay back, a conversation model for giving feedback to different personality types, a method for running leadership meetings that created alignment without his needing to control every single detail. When our formal engagement ended, Marcus didn't just feel better, he had new capabilities. He could see the dynamics he couldn't see before. He had language for things that used to be frustratingly vague. He had systems that worked when his motivation flagged. That's the difference between insight and transformation. Insight fades. Capability compounds. As we begin to close out this episode, I really want to focus on the real ROI of transformational coaching. What does it look like? 18 months later, Marcus's company had grown by 40%. But the numbers, while meaningful, weren't the whole story. His operations manager, the one he'd been on the verge of replacing, had become his most trusted leader. His leadership meetings, once dreaded, had become the engine of strategic alignment. And Marcus himself had reclaimed his weekends, his mental space, and something that had been missing for years: genuine enthusiasm for what he was building. This is what he said: I've spent money on a lot of things that were supposed to help. Consultants, training programs, and a couple of coaches who mostly just listened. This is the first time I felt like I actually got a return. When coaching works, it doesn't just feel good. It produces measurable change in how you lead, how your team performs, and how your organization grows. It turns blind spots into awareness, and it turns awareness into skill, and skill into sustainable success. So really, it's a choice. The market is flooded with coaches. Many are caring people with genuine desires to help others. But caring isn't enough to deliver real results. If you're evaluating a coaching investment, ask yourself, does this coach begin with data, with multidimensional assessments that go beyond surface behavior to really understand how you're wired? Do they bring decades of real-world experience across multiple contexts and industries? Or are they primarily translating textbook knowledge? Are they willing to challenge you when you need it? Or do they just validate what you already believe? Can they communicate in a way that actually reaches you, making complex things simple without being simplistic? And perhaps most importantly, will they equip you with methods, frameworks, and capabilities that last long after your engagement ends? The right coach isn't an expense. It's an investment that compounds over time. The wrong coach is just an expensive conversation. Choose wisely. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.